Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. We've got Barb checking in from Lindstrom. Hey, Barb, how are you?
This last year has been full of fatigue and illness. I suffer from PTSD. And at 60, I feel like the rug got pulled out from under me, and not just because of illness, but because my kids are grown and gone, and I feel like I'm in a new phase of life. And my daughter, who is going to be having her third child, has almost died in both of her other deliveries. And so that's, you know, in my mind. And my oldest son, they sold their house and they were moving to this new place. They felt like God was calling them in Utah, and then that's all fallen through, and everyone's very upset. And
That's a lot. And that, you know, again, so many people are walking through multiple levels of crisis. And I brought in a Carter Collins book, Fear Not. I've read this several times and I'm going to read it again, Living Courageously in Uncertain Times. And before I pray, I just want to read this to you. He says, fear is one of the most powerful weapons that Satan uses against us. In fact, the devil is the author of fear. By definition, fear is anticipation that we may suffer harm or that things might go wrong. Fear often gives way to dismay, which is discouragement. Fear arises in our hearts when something of strength superior to our own opposes us, and dismay comes when we consider our own resources. We look inside ourselves and come to the wrong conclusion, that even with Christ within us, we're not strong enough to fight the battle in front of us. This is how fear and dismay work together. The devil's tactic is to convince us that evil around us is going to overpower us. In fact, Satan often wins many battles without even having to face any opposition from us, because we've already given in to fear and dismay. We have already run from the battle. We've fled from any place of personal difficulty, avoiding the will of God. However, it's important to remember the reality of the situation. None of these threats nor any evil can conquer us, no matter how intimidating the situation may look. And the reason I wanted to read that to you is because it's easy to look to the right, to the left, and give in to dismay and despair. But that passage talks about, he doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. So that's supernatural power. Love that's otherworldly, and absolute clarity in the midst of the storm. That's what I'm going to pray for you, okay? And I'm going to pray God's healing on your body.
Yep.
But I believe, just as a woman of God and the matriarch of this family, you can stand in that storm and have clarity, so that they are turning to you to say, I need wisdom, Mom, and you're going to have it, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Well, Father, thank you for Barb. And we come against that spirit of fear, because that's not from you. It is totally from the enemy. And in Jesus' name, I pray, God, that power would rise up in Barb, because the same power that raised you from the dead is alive in her. May she touch it, taste it, know it today. May she know a love that goes beyond her. And may she have a clarity of mind in this storm, that she gets calm, that she is joyful, that she sleeps deeply at night, and that her kids look to her and they see your countenance, your radiance, because you are with her, you are in her, you are leading her. Help her to walk in it. And I pray that you'd heal her. But in the meantime, even in her weakness, be her strength to a degree that people who know her know that there's a God in heaven to be reckoned with, because Barb walks with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.